Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, 5 years after her husband's brother died in a tragic accident, Tammy was lying in bed late one night when his phone suddenly lit up with a call from the dead man's number. At first, she assumed a family member must be using the phone until the calls just kept coming.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. It's Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. And be sure to press subscribe, please. Hi. Have you ever had anything weird come across your phone from a dead person?
Yeah, I am pretty sure that my sister's had some stuff come across from my mom's number at one point.
What?
And just like a couple of words or something like that.
Like a text?
It was a text. Yeah. And that was, it was really, really strange. Because it wasn't too long after she had passed that that happened. And, you know, you think, well, maybe, you know, maybe somebody else got the number or whatever, but that wasn't the case.
Did your mom text?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, she did. My mom texted. Yeah, she actually did text a lot.
Okay. So it was something she was doing.
Yeah, it was something that she was used to doing. The weirdest part about it was when she passed away, I had to go cancel her plan, right?
Yeah.
And I went into, I don't know if what it was, US Cellular or something like that. And they knew exactly who she was because she was in there every other goddamn week with her fucking phone. She couldn't figure something out, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, blah, 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 she's gone, blah, blah, blah. I had to bring in the frickin' death certificate to prove to them that she was dead in order for her to get out of her fucking contract. And it was like, come on.
Even though they knew her?
Yeah, even though they knew her, listen, I understand you got to have some business practices and stuff like that, but it's like they knew exactly who she was. She had just been in like 2 or 3 weeks earlier, blah, 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 whatever. So, But yeah, that text came across and was like, did you guys get a text from mom? And I did not, but I believe one of my sisters got a text.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I've wondered about that, like, because we don't really have a lot of stories, I think, that we've gotten about ghost text messages. Maybe a few here or there, but not like we've heard of like phone calls or things of that nature, where it's like I heard a voice for a minute or something, where they had the call and they realized they've been dead for an hour or something.
I would almost think for a spirit, if what we believe to be true is true, which is that they can communicate using electronic devices, I would think it might be kind of easy for them to text. So I'm not sure why we wouldn't have more of that kind of stuff going on.
Okay. Here's how I foresee it to be.
Okay.
You ever dream where you're trying to text or trying to dial a phone number or trying to type anything?
Yeah.
There you go. Interesting. Can you imagine that might be what it's like as the ghost?
So really struggling and not being able to remember numbers, be able to press the right buttons.
Every once in a while you get a digit through.
Right.
But it's like, why is this not? Did I just blow everyone's mind or what? I'm wondering if that's kind of what it's like.
And, you know, we always talk about those fevered dreams we have about work where you can't find the CDs. You're going to play the songs. Maybe being gone is a lot like that. Like, you don't realize why I can't pick up my water bottle to take a drink. Why am I having to work so hard to do all of this?
I think it might be. I think I said that before.
Big time.
Well, you don't know what you don't know, though. Because I think I've said this before, where, you know, I said AI, like AI video is a lot like a fever dream, where it just kind of like, especially early on, it's where it could, I mean, it still can be, where it can just kind of like roam itself from here to there seamlessly. And it looks like fairly smooth transitions, you know, when you're going, I mean, we see it like in the videos, for example, where people are like, oh, the old person and the young person or the dead person and the, where it transitions and, you know, and they're walking from setting to setting. I mean, but like dreams can be like that too, where it's like, suddenly you walk out this door and it's like some other total place, or it's a version of the place, you know, but it's not quite right. AI does that. I mean, I think, and it's interesting because I think that's how our brains generate in a very similar fashion. I don't know. I mean, I could see being a ghost very much kind of like that, especially those dreams where you're not super cognizant of what's going on and you're just kind of like going with the flow. And, you know, I could be sitting here doing this and all of a sudden I walk out there and like, well, I got to feed the shark, you know, and but it's totally reasonable in that moment in the dream that there's a shark tank there and a great white. Of course, it's been there for years. I got to feed it. The food's right over here. And in the dream, you know that. And for whatever reason, it's just all flowing well. I don't know. I wonder if that's kind of what it's like.
Interesting. Because, I don't dream a lot anymore, but when I did, they were pretty vibrant dreams, vivid. Yeah. But they would flow very awkwardly. One minute you were doing something and the next minute you're trying to fly over trees by yourself, you know? Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
And there's so many things in dreams I have where it's like, and of course you can do that.
Right.
And it's just like, and it's not even a second thought. It's not like, oh, I'm in a dream. Now I can do this. It's just like, of course I can fly. You know, of course I got to feed the penguins that are eating the shark right there. You know, as I'm feeding the shark and we're all eating sushi off of the back of the shark. You know, it's like just the craziest shit. You know, it is kind of fun though, like when you're dreaming and you realize you're dreaming.
Yeah.
But I'm really not good at generating things though either, where I want this to happen now. And it's like, I can't. It's like, I think the more I will something, the less it will happen.
Yeah, I used to be really good at that with my dreams. Like I'd recognize it being a dream, and I'm like, okay, well, my I can shoot bullets with my hand, pow pow, you know, and people would die. Like yeah, I had that ability.
And I'd try that shit and my hand wouldn't work then to be like, pow, pow. And it's like, damn it. You know, that just doesn't, I wish it would. And I think it's because I know I'm dreams like shit, you know, but like I can like go around and destroy things. That's kind of fun. It kind of turns into old episodes of Gallagher in my dreams quite often where I'm just like walking around, like just knocking shit over. I'm like, well, this is kind of fun. Let's do this.
Jesus.
It's what I dream about. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a phone call and hear a ghost story. Hi.
Hi, this is Tammy, and I'm from Rockwall, Texas. And I'm going to preface my story by saying that my husband's brother died in a very freak accident New Year's Eve about 5 years ago. Okay, 5 years forward, my husband and I went out one evening. It was pretty close to the end of December, right around the time that his brother had passed away. And we got home to our house about, I guess it was about 11:15 in the evening. And we decided we were going to get ready for bed, and I jumped in the shower, got ready, jumped in the bed, and then my husband went in there. Well, when he went in there, I had his phone in the bed with me, and the phone rang. I looked down and noticed the phone ringing, and it was the phone number and name of his brother who passed away. Well, I started yelling, and I called my husband. He comes running in there. By the time he got there, the call disconnected. So he said, well, it was probably one of his children or his wife who's using the phone. Okay, well, that did make sense. That's certainly a possibility. So at that point, he goes back, tries to get in the shower. As soon as he gets in there and starts showering again, the phone rings again. So I yell again, hey, the phone's ringing again. It's your brother. And he said, answer it. Well, reluctantly, I did. And I heard nothing in the background, no noise, no nothing except static. So I kept saying, hello, hello. And then the phone just disconnected. So when my husband came out of the shower, he said to me, do you think possibly it was one of the kids who had it and they maybe are out partying and they butt dialed? And I told him I didn't think so because I didn't hear any noise in the background. So at that point, we're both laying in bed and we're just staring at this phone, just totally freaking out because we don't know what's going on. And the phone rings a third time. At that point, my husband does answer the phone and he acts like he's talking to his brother. Is it you? Talk to me. I'm more than happy to hear anything you have to say. We miss you. We love you. That kind of stuff. Well, the phone did not disconnect for a while. As soon as my husband got finished talking, the phone disconnected. So what we decided to do is the next day, we decided to call his wife and ask where the phone was and if anybody was using it. Well, we did do that. We called her the next day and we asked her where the cell phone was. And she said she did have it, that it was on in the closet in a box and it hadn't been charged in years. Well, so at that point, I'm guessing he was trying to reach out to us from the grave to talk to us about something. We have not heard from him since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sitting in a box, uncharged even.
That's creepy. Thank you for sharing that one with us. My mind got going there about phoning the dad.
Yeah.
During all that. So I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if, you know, there were a device where you could, you know, potentially phone the deceased? And turns out back in the 1980s,
what?
There was such a device. Yeah, there was such a device. And it was from the makers of Ronco products.
Right.
Ron Popeil.
Yep. He was, you know what? The guy was an innovator. Total
he
innovator.
Was.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue with that. And you can't argue with the amazing products that were created in the Ronco line, the set it and forget it, the yeah.
Rotisserie.
Yes. I enjoyed the food dehydrator that
yep,
they had,
had that
for a time being.
Yeah.
And also the Dead-O-Matic is okay. The device, the Dead-O-Matic. It's in fact, here's a little sound bite from what was only aired in a few markets in the 80s. They were testing it out. I think Kalamazoo, Michigan might have been one of them.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And possibly Paducah, Kentucky. So here's what they heard late at night in the 80s.
Tired of missing your loved ones? Wish you could just pick up the phone.
And hear their voice one more time?
Well, now you can! Introducing the Ronco phone, the Dead-O-Matic!
Hear that studio audience?
Yeah, I love it.
It slices, it dices. It contacts the deceased. Just plug it in the wall and dial the recently released. No batteries, no hassle, no seance, no fuss.
Just six easy payments of $19.95.
Hi, I'm Carol from Toledo.
I use my phone, the Dead-O-Matic, to call my late husband, Gerald.
He told me where he hid the money.
He told me who really killed him.
And now Gerald calls me every night at 3 a.m. Even when I unplug it.
Even when I throw it away.
Thanks, Ronco.
The audience loves it.
Yes.
Crystal clarity. Speak to dear departed Aunt Mildred and ask her where she buried the deed.
Find out what your father really thought of you.
The answer may surprise you.
The answer will haunt you.
But that's the fun.
I'm Doug from Sacramento.
I called my brother who passed in 79.
He told me things I cannot repeat on television.
He told me he's still in the house.
He told me he never left.
He says he's behind me right now.
He says, hello! But wait, there's more.
Order in the next 10 minutes.
And we'll throw in
the Ronco Soul Tether attachment.
Absolutely.
You should have said,
phone the Dead, phone the Dead.
They've been waiting for you to call instead.
Operators are standing by.
Some of them are also dead.
But that's how you keep the prices low at Ronco.
Ronco Phone, the Dead-O-Matic, is not responsible for entities that follow the user home, possession of nearby children, spontaneous bleeding from household appliances, the gradual replacement of family members, voices in the walls, voices in the pipes, voices in the user, or the eventual realization that the user themselves may have been the one called.
Results may vary.
Most users do not survive the war. Period.
Ronco is not liable. Ronco is never here.
You did this to yourself.
Hi, I'm Emma. My mommy bought a phone, the Dead-O-Matic.
She doesn't live here anymore.
But she calls.
She calls a lot.
I answer.
I'm a good girl.
Phone the Dead, phone the Dead.
For only six payments of $19.95.
Call the number on your screen.
When you close your eyes,
that number has always been on your screen.
Ronco!
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 The Ronco phone, the Dead-O-Matic,
Because some goodbyes
shouldn't be permanent.
But some of them really should have been.
There you go.
Oh, I want the clip of just the chorus singing, but wait, there's more.
But wait, there's exactly. Those folks in only a few were sold there in Paducah.
Well, you know what? A lot of products get tested, and like in the Food and Drug Administration and stuff like that. When things go horribly, you got to pull back and decide not to actually manufacture any more of that kind of stuff.
If only we could have been as fortunate as the folks in Paducah on that Sunday morning in 1988. But you know, I've actually been through Paducah, really? And I don't know. I didn't even know it was a real city, quite honestly. Years ago, when I was just grabbing for a name of something, the syllables Paducah came out, and it was, and I just kind of used that as my go-to, like, made up city. I didn't, and maybe it was in the back of my mind that it existed or something. I don't know. But yeah, I've driven through it before. I think I'm trying to think of, I don't know what the path was, but I've been through it a few times. Every time I'm like, oh, Paducah's a lot nicer than I thought it was when it was made up in my mind. It's a nice little, you know, Kentucky town. I can picture the turn, like, cause it kind of, you get there, you kind of make a turn wherever the hell I was going, but.
That's funny because I had a very similar thing with Topeka, Kansas.
Okay. Okay.
So you had Paducah. I had Topeka.
Topeka.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And so there was a song way back in the day by Loretta Lynn called Here in Topeka or something like
that. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And so I thought it was just amazing. I didn't even know that it was a place because I was so young, I didn't understand the lyrics. So I would just go around talking about Topeka all the time.
Yeah.
And had no idea that it was real either.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. Yeah. Topeka. Been there a few times. I think mainly through. Not a. Yeah. I lived in Kansas for 10 years. I think I went there like once.
So if that. Between Paducah and Topeka, which one would you choose? If you had, if somebody said you have to go choose one of these locations to live, which one?
I'm going to probably. It's been a long time since I've been in Topeka, so I don't know if it's gotten better. It's been probably at least a decade. I've been through Paducah probably within the last 10 years. I'm going to pick Paducah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Paducah.
Paducah wins.
We are coming for you. Look out. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories, if you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's hear our ghost story, Cole. Hi.
This is Errol. I'm calling from North Carolina, and I'm actually calling to tell you about a story that took place with myself and my two friends back when I was an undergrad during spring break. This story, I'm just going to go ahead and just say it. Thinking about it still kind of creeps me out a little bit. My friends and I we'd rented a convertible and we were coming back very late, from a club, and we were on a very long, dark, lonely country road in Virginia Beach. And we had not seen another car or anything, and I don't even know how long. It was just a long stretch of road, and none of us are from that area, so we were taking our time and reading the signs and driving slow, but we were in a convertible, so we had the top down. We were playing music. We were having a really great time, and we noticed we finally did see a vehicle. The headlights were far away at first, but slowly it got closer and closer. The headlights got bigger and bigger, and we noticed there was a lot of noise emanating from this vehicle. And as we got closer, we heard catcalling. We actually heard catcalling out of the window, and we glanced and saw lots of men with doing lewd gestures, and we noticed that it was a correctional facility bus. So we sped up. Got away from them, sped up really, really fast. And we got away from that bus. But shortly after passing this bus, we noticed a feeling, a sickening feeling of dread, just like a very, very negative sort of energy just came over the car. We didn't know what it was. We all felt nauseated all of a sudden. We all felt all of a sudden like we wanted to throw up. Everyone felt like it. All of a sudden, myself and my two friends, I was driving, and the top was down in the convertible. And we noticed that there was this sort of condensed fog that was hovering over us in the car. Even though we were in open air, it was staying everywhere we went. If I drove 60, the fog wasn't lagging behind. It was staying right there, almost like it was intelligent enough to stay with us. And there was a smell with it, like a sort of, I would say, like a smell of burning hair, or a skunk, or a smell of like if you run over a skunk or something like that. But it was contained within this fog. And so we were waving our hand through the fog, trying to get it to go away. But the closer when you waved your hand through it, it was very cold. It felt very cold, even though it was an extremely hot night. I would say it was about 80 degrees that night. But this fog, kind of fog had a very cold sort of atmosphere around it. So my friend, too, was sitting in the back. She jumped in the front between my other friend and I. She jumped in the front. She's like, I'm not staying back here by myself. I'm scared. I don't want to be here back here by myself. So we all felt petrified. So I put the top up on the convertible thinking that it might go away. Maybe it was just a weird smell or weird fog that was just somehow attached to that area. So I put the top up. It didn't go away. It stayed in the car, contained with us. So I put the air conditioner on so it will blow out. It stayed right there, unaffected by the air. So we were petrified still. So I opened the top, and we all started saying, we were holding hands while I was driving, and we were saying the Lord's Prayer. We started reciting the Lord's Prayer very loudly and asking God to protect us. We asked God to protect us, and we told whatever that is, if it's unlike you, Father, let it go away in the name of Jesus. The thing just, it did it poof. But it stayed behind you. We could see getting smaller and smaller in the rearview mirror, but still like bopping, but still not in the car with us. The smell was gone. Everything was gone in an instant. But we were still so scared. We were so petrified. That was some years ago. When we get together, every now and then we'll bring it up. We still laugh about it really hard, but it's always a nervous laugh. Like, yeah, that was something. So that's my story, one of many. I sometimes don't think that there's like haunted things or haunted places, but I think there's haunted people, because stuff like that has always happened to me and one of my other friends of this group. Like, we're always having things happen to us. So maybe I'll share some other ones. If you want to hear them, let me know, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Keep up the wonderful work. I love listening to your stories, and have a great day. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
She said something at the end, which you've said before, kind of like maybe things and places aren't haunted, but people are. You've kind of said that before.
Say it again, things that people...
So the things and places aren't really haunted.
Aren't, okay.
But people are. And so yeah. She said that, and you've made that comment before too. Maybe that's true. That's weird. How would you like to like say like the Lord's Prayer and have like a misty, smelly entity go away from you? That's,
you know, I think like in dreams, like if there's a ghost or something, that is what I do.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know, it's like the first thing that's like, you know, it's like grab a fire extinguisher. Like if you're being chased in a possession dream, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So
isn't it funny that we remember what the Lord's Prayer is though?
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well, I mean, it was drilled into our heads. I mean,
I know, but God. You know, but now we know it protects us in our dreams, apparently.
Exactly.
So it was good for something.
I can also recite to you the theme song from the early 1980s, late 1970s Canadian Broadcasting Company television show, Today's Special, It's for Everyone. Today's Special, come join in the fun. Every once in a while, I'll catch it like on YouTube and I'll be like, yes. And it's a good question to ask people you've never met. Do you remember today's special? Nothing like saying, hi, I have Asperger's like that.
I had never heard that until you just sang it. Yeah. So yeah, yeah. I'm in that camp.
It was probably past your time a little bit. It was more my age. But it was a creepy kind of weird concept for a children's show, and I loved it. It was a department store after dark when it's closed. The mannequin Jeff comes to life, but if his hat falls off, he freezes. And then there's like Jody, who works at the store late at night, and then there's a security guard named Ralph that's like a puppet, and then there's a mouse named Muffy. And
God dang, this is like, what kind of LSD were they doing back in the day?
I know. I mean, I've never watched the show High, but it might be a fun thing to try tonight.
Or Friday night before the wedding. Yeah. I mean, we could all get together and see this work of art.
What happened? Mushrooms in today's special.
Dang it. So did the employees that worked there at night see the mannequin move around?
Yeah, like they interacted with the mannequin and they knew, like, if his hat fell, he froze. And
they didn't steal that from Frosty the Snowman at all, did they?
No. I never even made that correlation. But but it was a weird show. And I don't know how much of an educational purpose it really served for the time. But
look at and this was not during my time, and yeah. I never watched it because it scared me, but H.R. Yeah. Puffin stuff, same damn thing. There were all these like weird monsters. There was a witch in it and a singing flute. So like, again, where the hell did these people come from and who let them in charge of children's programming?
H.R. Puff. Okay, was that the one? What was the one that was used on? There was a show, a series recently, where the guy is like, he recreates his childhood, like kitchen and shit, and he's got like a weird obsession for like paraplegics. Do you remember? It's fucked up. It's God. It's
where do you find this shit?
No, it's a really popular. It's like Ozark-y or something. It's like Ozark or it's something along those lines where he's a villainous type character, but he has like all the fucking money. So he's like able to like have this really weird world. I want to say it might've been Ozark anyway. But he turns on this television show because it's like he has this thing about being a kid. And it's, I think it's the Puffin stuff because it's the only time I've ever heard of that show was on that show. And I thought, well, it was like a made up show or something, but it was a real show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I didn't
really
know that.
Freaking freaky. Yes.
What is it again?
H.R., like the initials, yeah. Puffin stuff, one word, P-U-F-N-S-T-U-F.
Oh, God. Okay, I remember this shit.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I never watched it or anything, but I remember seeing this.
Yeah, the main character, I think it's the main character, is this big yellow thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They try hard.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's real.
Yeah.
H.R. Puffin stuff. Can't do a little cause he can't do enough.
Yeah, they use that in that show. I thought it was fake. I thought it was just for the show because it just seems so absurdly fucking weird.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that was by maybe Sid and Marty Croft. I don't remember.
Yeah, it is Sid and Marty
Croft.
Well,
there you go. I mean, that says a lot right there.
What else did they do?
They did Sigmund the Sea Monster. That was a good one. Watch that every Saturday.
Did they do Romper Room?
I don't think they did Romper Room. That was more of an educational show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, I remember some of these things. Jeez. Wow. Well, that's kind of creepy, and I'm going to be watching this later.
Yeah.
Having nightmares.
I did, because there was a frickin' witch in it, and... her name was Witchy Poo, by the way. And if you really want to see something that was never meant to be fucking nuts, but it is, It is Paul Lynde's Halloween special. Okay, look it up. Witchy Poo's in it. The Witch from The Wizard of Oz is in it. And the band Kiss is in it. So, like, it's freaking crazy.
The Paul Lynde Halloween special, 1976.
Yeah.
Starts with Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Deck the halls with hazel. Weeks enough to rot your teeth.
Jesus, is that?
I was given.
Okay. God. Well, there you go.
The shit that passed as entertainment back in the day.
No shit.
Seriously.
Stuff that nightmares are made of.
Yes.
And it really is. It's like, I see some of these things like, oh, these are like fever dreams, but they're not.
No.
It's like, I did see them once and they've just been sticking in the back ether of my mind.
Now you know.
Now fished back out. God, there you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. You can also write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thank you for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.